When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Oh, my God. Michelle!
Ida, what a relief to see you.
Oh, my dear girl, come in, come in.
Ida, this is my friend. Sure.
Charmed, man.
Have Stephanie draw a bath for me right away. I desperately need to wash the past few days off me.
Today is Stephanie's day off, dear. I'm calling the police so that you can tell them who did this to you.
No one did anything to me. Well, Charles. That cad left me to rot in a jail cell.
Oh, God.
Show me to the, water closet, ma'am, and I can run Mary her bath.
Mary? Who's Mary?
My real name is Michelle Shirley.
You poor dears. You both sit and rest. I'll prepare some sandwiches, and then we'll talk before I call the police.
Thank you, Ida. Today has been such a horrendous ordeal.
I must telephone Stephanie. She has been worried sick.
Hot off the presses. The young debutante, Michelle Mondesir, has safely returned to her Upper East Side home. Ms. Mondesir has pressed charges against Charles DuPont for kidnapping and indecent exposure of a minor. In spite of the arrest, there is a celebratory air in Harlem, as Madame Stephanie St. Clair is hosting a luncheon, an early birthday celebration in honor of Mademoiselle Mondesir. The Bonne Fête will be held at the Phyllis Wheaton Club at West 17th Street.
Michelle, there you are. How are you enjoying the food, my dear?
I detest fried fish.
Have you tried the chicken gumbo?
No.
Or the standalone beef?
No.
Eat something, my dear. It's a special occasion. You have returned safely back to me.
Don't crush the corsage Ida bought me.
Oh, so sorry. It is lovely.
This is Shirley. Stephanie.
Good to meet you, ma'am. Yes, I know who you are.
I don't think I would have found my way back home without Shirley.
So, I have you to thank for the safe return of my dear Michelle. Tomorrow, I must take you to get some decent clothes.
Miss Mondesir, Floyd Calvin from the Floyd J. Calvin News Program. Any remarks on your impending case against Charles DuPont?
Charles DuPont is a cad. He deserves every minute in the can for what he did to me. Look at what he did to my reputation.
That is all.
Stephanie, punch, please.
The punch bowl's over there, Michelle.
Where?
Come. I'll show you how to get your own punch.
She really doesn't know, does she, madam?
Pardon?
She really doesn't know that she's your daughter. Oh, don't worry. I would never tell anyone. I know how dangerous it is to pass. I have an aunt who passes. She works in the mayor's office in Philadelphia.
I don't care about your aunt. And Michelle is not my daughter.
Oh, all right. I understand. You don't know me. All I gotta say is that I noticed that she was colored right away. And that she was your daughter right away. Spitting image, except for the shade of your skin. I ain't that bright, so if I can figure it out, anyone can.
Did Michelle get her panchaida?
Yes. It's time for her to learn to take care of herself. Will you please excuse us, Shirley?
Yes, ma'am.
Stephanie, this has got to stop. How are you ever going to hide the fact that Michelle is your daughter? Half of Harlem suspects it anyway.
People believe what they are told. We will continue to tell them that Michelle is your charge, and I am a dear friend.
Who laid out a whole lot of cabbage for her safe return.
We will not discuss this here and now.
I'm a lucky man. Stephanie St. Clair owes me for finding that girl she was searching for. What do you think I should charge for a finder's fee, Holstein?
I don't know. But she did give me one of her books to cover the cost of searching for the girl.
Who is this dame? Top earning chippy of hers?
I don't think so. She would have to spend the next 100 years on her back to earn back the expense of searching for her.
She is a looker. And young.
I think it's her daughter.
Why would she adopt a white girl? There's so many colored orphans in need of a home. Even if it is St. Clair's home.
Stephanie is the girl's biological mother. The girl is passing for white.
No shit.
Sicily is mighty close to Africa. I'm sure a few of your people have passed for all the way white.
He's up there, Holstein. You're the colored guy with a Jew name. Imagine what I could get out of St. Clair if I had a proof of the girl's identity.
She's just a girl. I'm not interested.
I didn't invite you in, but I will take the book you took from St. Clair.
I'm giving her her book back. The girl is back. I don't need it.
You don't need it? Listen to this. The King of Harlem don't need another $6,000 a month, so I'll just take what you don't need.
Listen, Lukey.
You owe me, Holstein. I set you up real good on the dope scene uptown. Time to pay the piper.
I pay you your cut, plus some. What's left over isn't even worth the risk.
You're either going to give me Madame St. Clair's policy book with your two warm hands, or I'll take it off your cold, dead body. Your choice.
Reynolds, I'm really not in the mood to have dinner with Mr. Luciano. It's been a long day.
Ida, sweetheart, he wants to thank me for finding them on the Sir Girl. It put him in good with St. Clair. You should be thanking me, too.
Thank you for what? You got lucky finding Michelle.
Maybe Lucky's luck rubs off on people. Hey, Mono, since you've been driving for Lucky, haven't you been lucky?
Yes, sir, Mr. Reynolds. I haven't been clipped once in 3 months.
You see, I just want you with me when Lucky shows me his gratitude. A few extra clams means more ice on that adorable little neck of yours.
I don't like leaving Michelle alone.
We'll have a drink or two, and Manos will drive you home. In fact, Manos can go park in front of your apartment building and make sure the girl is safe.
Fine. Just one drink. Manos, pick me up at 11 sharp.
You got it, Miss Ida.
What a lovely view of Central Park you have, Mr. Luciano.
Yes, Ida, Central Park. It's especially nice this time of year, in spite of the heat. It's time for me to go cool off at my estate at the shore. You should come out sometime.
Love to. Thank you.
So I'm sure you're relieved that your charge, Miss Mondesir, has returned, safe and sound.
Oh, yes, very. I have been worried sick. Haven't slept for days.
And Madam Sinclair's spirits have certainly picked up.
Well, yes. Stephanie practically helped me raise her.
Uh-huh. You and Stephanie, you go back. Way back, I hear.
Yes, we've known each other for years. I am quite exhausted, all of the excitement. Reynolds, darling, won't you be a dear and call me a cab?
You didn't finish your drink.
I have had enough, thank you.
I'll call you a cab. As soon as you tell me, what's the connection between St. Clair and Mon Desire?
Michelle's parents died at sea coming to this country when she was a baby. Stephanie was their maid. I was the only living blood relative. So Stephanie and I took care of her.
Stephanie St. Clair was somebody's maid. I guess we all gotta start somewheres. I was a shoeshine boy.
Will you call that car for me, please?
Not until you tell me. The relationship that girl has with St. Clair. A relationship that had St. Clair practically give away a fifth of her business and run through cash like gin runs through a whore's stockings.
I already told you about the relationship. Not that it's any of your business. If you don't call me a cab, I'll hail one myself. I'm leaving.
Wait a minute.
You get your hands off me, Reynolds.
What kind of hold does that girl have on St. Clair?
Let go of me.
Somebody told me that girl is St. Clair's kid.
Let me go.
You can either tell me or I'll ask the girl myself.
I already told you everything.
Fine. You don't want to talk. I'll have you arrested for drunkenness.
What? You can't do that.
Have you forgotten about the 18th Amendment? Single woman with liquor on her breath. Leaving a man's apartment, walking through Midtown, hailing a cab in the middle of the night. That doesn't look good.
Sorry to disturb, Mr. Reynolds, Mr. Luciano. It's 11:05.
Manos, thank you. Punctual as ever.
You okay, Miss Ida?
I'm fine. Just take me home, please.
Of course, Miss Ida. Good night, gentlemen.
Manos, I need you to take me to my apartment and get Michelle, then take us to Stephanie's mansion in Harlem.
Ida, Michelle, and Sherry, what was so important that it had to be discussed at 2:00 in the morning?
Look at my face, Stephanie.
Bunky, please get Ida some ice for her face.
Don't bother, Bunky. Stephanie, it's time for you to tell Michelle. Luciano knows.
Impossible.
Tell me what? Whose house is this?
And I don't care if you slit my throat. I'd rather that than getting beat to a pulp by Luciano. Next time, it won't be a couple slaps across the face.
I'll fix her some coffee.
Forget the coffee, Bunk. Bring me the gin. The good gin from the cellar. Won't you please help him, Shelley?
Yes, ma'am.
Michelle, this is my house. I do not work as a maid. I run a policy bank.
You're a banker?
A policy bank is an illegal gambling business. I take people's bets on numbers they try to predict will come out the next day. If someone's number hits, I pay them. If the number doesn't hit, which is the most likely scenario, I keep their money.
How much is a bet?
A penny, nickel, dime, sometimes a dollar.
You are able to afford this mansion collecting pennies and dimes?
Ursi sells his chocolate bars for a nickel, and he is worth $3 million. I have no overhead costs, just 50 employees.
Chocolate in Europe is so much better than that pathetic concoction Hershey's tries to pass off as chocolate.
The point is, I was able to pay your tuition and board and your schools, your wardrobe, your allowance, because je suis tout, Mama. They didn't want anyone to know that. Not even you.
You are my mother? This is preposterous! My parents died on a ship in France. They were a well-off family. There's a valley in France named after my family.
Your family is my family. I come from a middle class, well-educated Negro family from Guadeloupe. When my father died, I worked for a white family as a maid in Canada. The son of that family abused me, so I escaped to New York City, and 6 months later, you were born. The delight of my life.
Your house is beautiful, Miss Stephanie.
Here you go, Steph.
Thank you, Bunk.
Can I have a bit of that, too? Oh, I'll pour it. Thank you.
Another, please.
I knew I wanted you to have a better life than I did. God bless you to look white. I believe that being white was the only way you would be able to have a good life.
But, Miss Daphne, you look like you did pretty fine for yourself.
It was a very long and hard struggle. I did not want my child to have to struggle.
You are my mother?
Yes, I am.
So, I am a Negro?
Yes, you are.
Well, I don't want that. No one else has to know, do they?
The reason why it's so important for you to know is that Luciano is suspicious.
Everyone is, Stephanie. So we need to come up with a plan that will not allow people to take advantage of you.
No one will take advantage. Michelle is back home safe and sound. No one has to know that I am her mother.
I agree. No one has to know that she is who she says she is. It will change everything. I like the way things are.
Then why did you run away from school?
I was foolish.
Yes, and spoiled to the gills. If you hadn't run away, none of this would have happened.
None of this is my doing. You've been lying to me for 16 years.
Only because your mother insisted.
She is not my mother!
Quiet! The two of you!
Don't you tell me what to do. I don't care how rich you are. You are just a maid. You will never be my mother. Would someone please take me home?
This is your home.
Any place with you will never be my home.
Manos is still out front.
Come, Shirley.
Are you happy now, Ida?
She's upset now. It's the shock. She'll soften.
I don't think so. She's strong-willed and knows how to hold a grudge. She is our mother's daughter.
Let's go shopping, Shirley. If you're going to be my maid, you must have better clothes.
I never agreed to be your maid, Michelle. You did say you would pay my train fare to get back home to Pittsburgh, remember?
Yes. I'll be happy to purchase your ticket.
Actually, I've decided to stay in New York. I have a job cleaning the care house that covers my room and board, and I'm going to apply for one of Madame St. Clair's nursing school scholarships to become a Black Cross nurse. I helped with a lot of sick girls at Miss Gladys's place. I might as well make it official.
I see. You have it all planned out.
Yes, I do.
Well, then allow me to purchase you a decent dress for you to wear at school.
Madame St. Clair already offered to buy me a new dress.
I'm fully capable of buying you a dress myself.
Yes, but if you're not going to claim Madame St. Clair as your mother, how are you comfortable with spending her money?
It's all my money. I wouldn't be surprised if she stole it from my parents before they died.
She would never do that, Michelle.
You don't know her.
It's a shame that you don't. She's a good person. The scholarships, the donations to schools, she employs nearly 50 people.
She is a thief and a liar. Who allows people to gamble away their money like that?
Any bet don't hurt nobody. I play the numbers from time to time.
You see, that's why I can never be a Negro. I can never be so stupid.
It isn't stupid. It's fun and keeps money in the community.
And it's against the law.
I hear Gimbel's has good prices.
I will not be caught dead in that Gimbel's basement, searching through those racks of cheap clothes. We will go to Macy's. Better yet, Bergdorf Goodman. They just opened an uptown location a few months ago.
Do they allow colored folks in that store, Michelle?
I keep telling you, I am not colored.
I am, Michelle. And I don't think I can pass for white.
Oh, well, I don't know. If not, then I will just insist that they let you in.
Here you go, Miss Michelle. Allow me to get the car door for you. Where to today?
First the bank, then Bergdorf Goodman on 58th and 5th.
Good day, Miss Mondesaire. May I join you on your ride?
You certainly may not. Manos, how could you allow this Luciano ape in Ida's car?
It's Mr. Luciano's car, Miss Michelle.
My car, my driver. I was doing Reynolds a favor who wanted to do Ida a favor. Now I would like to do a favor for you.
No, thank you. We'll walk. Come, Shirley.
I am extending to you some kind-heartedness during a very trying time for you. Having Madame Stephanie St. Clair as a mother can't be easy.
I beg your pardon?
You want me to yell it down the street?
You shut your mouth this instant and stop spreading such a horrible rumor.
Rumor, huh? That look on your eyes. It just told me it was the truth. Are you sure you don't want to ride?
I certainly do not.
We need to discuss the matter of the $200 I spent on your bail.
Give me your address and I'll write you a check.
I mean to forget about the bail. If you are willing to work with me on getting rid of Stephanie...
We should go, Michelle.
What do you mean, get rid of her?
Your lovely name and visage has been dragged through the muck because of that broad. I got one thing Stephanie don't got, and that's friends at Tammany. I can make all that bad press disappear with a snap of a finger. All you gotta do is help me clip St. Clair.
What do you mean, clip?
I mean lock her away in the hose gal. Jail.
She doesn't deserve that, Michelle.
And once she's locked away, you can have just about all that dough she's got stashed in the bank. I'll take a small service fee, of course. Once I take over her policy bank, I'll break you off a small percentage of the proceeds. All you gotta do is get her account numbers and find out where she stashes a kale.
What do I need you for? I can do that on my own.
No one wants to associate themselves with a dame with a bad name. No matter how rich, lovely, and well-bred she is. William Hurst owes me a favor. He can make you debutante of the year in the papers.
Miss Michelle Montdésir, debutante of the year.
Are you sure you don't want that ride? It's a mighty long walk to 58th Street.
Actually, yes. Yes, I would appreciate the ride, Mr. Luciano. Come, Shirley.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm not feeling well.
You like shopping, huh? How'd you like me to introduce you to one of the Strauss boys?
Strauss? I detest Macy's, but I wouldn't mind the introduction, Mr. Luciano.
Call me Lucky.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, Maria Kennedy from Hero Trackers here to tell you about a special report we've been working on at Hero Track Media. With the help of my producer, Shayna, we're going to reveal the life story of a mysterious hero that, as far as we can tell, has never been covered by a media outlet before. Subscribe to this podcast feed to learn more about this hero and the strange circumstances surrounding their life and career, and how they might be connected to your favorite heroes. Coming soon from Hero Track Media, Vigil.
Vigil, Season 1, an audio fiction superhero thriller in 10 parts from All In Productions. Featuring Haley Sanfilippo as Maria Kennedy and Adam Kudishat as Vigil. Subscribe or follow to make sure you're the first to know about Vigil.